So I'm here with Davo after a 4-3 away defeat in the league to Farnborough. Firstly, Davo, apologies, I couldn't make the game Saturday, so no report, so to speak, from Saturday. But certainly an entertaining game today, and I suppose I'll tee it up with that, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say it was an entertaining game. I mean, I'm proud of the lads. The performance was first rate against, let's be honest, they shouldn't be in the league, the money that they're paying, and you know, what they've dropped down and the players that they've got. That, yeah, if they don't win it, then there's something wrong, isn't there? But anyone who was there will, I think, back up the claim that we were as good as them, if not better at times. So sometimes, I said to the lads, sometimes you win without winning, and people won't understand that. People will say, you know, it's all about winning, and it is all about winning. But when you've got a budget which is smaller than just one of their players, and that's a fact, to play like we've played today is an absolute credit to us. We weren't very good Saturday. We're going to have games where we don't perform. We're very inexperienced as a team at this level, and it was two freak goals Saturday really killed us, and you know, that's what happened. But today, no one would expect it. I see their forum, someone says 8-0 we were going to lose, and that, I know it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but no one turned up today expecting anything but an absolute mullering for us, and it didn't pan out that way, did it?
Oh, and first half, it was quite an even first half, I thought, by the fact, obviously, you go in at half-time 2-0 down. But in balance of play and in chances created, it could easily have been 2-2. You had a very good free kick that was saved. And there were a couple of others. I think Chalky played one across the face of the box, and I think Sim hit a shot, and there were a few chances, and it could have been certainly on par at half time.
Yeah, I agree. You know, that they've scored two goals. Jamie Curran scored two goals. I mean, he's playing Football League and scoring lots of goals in the Football League last year. How are we supposed to contend with that? You know, we've got players, I've signed players that have been playing Hampshire League last year. They've got players that were playing in the Football League last year. I mean, by rights on paper, they should be absolutely thrashing us. But, you know, I'll never be happy with that. I think that we can set a team up that can play good football, which we did. You know, no one can say we just smashed it up there. We try and play. We pass it, we move it. And obviously, it's a lovely facility here. You know, again, facility that's far too good for this level of football. And the pitch was lovely, and we got it down, and we played some good stuff. I mean, errors for the goal. We allowed him a bit of space, took Kieran, and it was a great finish from him. Really good goal. The second goal, fanning around with us on the edge of the box. We should have just shelled it, and we didn't. And they've scored. Kieran again. So, you know, 2-0 down at half time. Although we should have had a penalty for sure. As I said, we had a free kick, which the keeper did well to save. We had another really good chance that the keeper saved. And then they've had a sending off for a really bad tackle. So that sort of gave us a little bit of a lifeline. But you know what it's like. You go down to 10 men. They change from a 4-4-2 to a 4-4-1-1. A 4-4-1. And you know, it shouldn't be any easy. You know, couldn't make it any easier for us, really, because they've got the same setup to break down. But yeah, we come out in the second half, and we absolutely battered them. Our football we played was superb. The goals were fantastic goals. Got one straight back. I got the ball. Chalky's made a good little run. Dropped it over the top to him. He flicked it around the corner. Rob Carr's in. Goal. Just a top draw goal. Pulled it back to 2-2. Frenchy got brought down, and I've curled a free kick in, which I was really happy with. 2-2. And then a third goal again. We're passing the ball around. I've got the ball, sprayed it out to Chalky. He's took it down the wing. He's cut it back for Rob Carr to finish again. 3-2 up. You think, bloody, well, I'm just going to swear then. You know, we were absolutely on fire. But what happens is we're not used to winning. We haven't got players that are clever enough, or that's clever enough, the wrong word, experienced enough to shut a game down. We just haven't. And we weren't sure whether to really keep going. We probably should have kept going. You know, if we'd have had a few more leaders out there, we would have kept going. Instead, we sort of invited them back on, and they just started shelling balls into the box, and free kicks and long throws and everything. And we succumbed to one, which a free header really from a corner for 3-all, which really give them a lifeline. And then it was kind of end-to-end, wasn't it? And, you know, we weren't sure whether to really go and try and win the game, and we were good enough to win it. We had an absolutely phenomenal chance at 3-all last minute. Was it Chalky dropped the ball over, or Danilo chipped the ball over? Taylor's in, it's bounced up. He should have put it away. He sort of ended up just neither heading or kicking, just dollied it back to the keeper with a goal gaping. And pretty much straight from there, they've scored. Gone down the left wing. Chiodini is a good player. Has got in. He's clipped it round Dan Williamson. The ball's gone a foot and a half out. I saw it. The linesman, I look over. He's not even up with play. He's 10 yards out. It's like Aylesbury all over again. And it's hard to take. It's galling. It's really galling because our lads don't deserve that. They didn't deserve to lose the game today. And we have because he scored last minute again. Curitan, what can you do? Good player. Didn't touch it in the second half at all, I don't think. And he's popped up with a winner, and that's what, you know, that's what good players do, isn't it?
Yeah, and at 3-2, to be honest, with 3-2 up with 8 minutes to go, they're only really ever looked like one team going to win the game, and that probably doesn't make you feel any better because that probably hurts just as much. But I think it's fair to say that they didn't really look like scoring in the second half either, and they've ended up scoring twice again.
I'm absolutely distraught for the lads, but I've told them, and I'm really proud of them. I don't think that they get enough credit from anyone, really. People come and watch them, and you know, they got a right to criticise when they don't play well. But I could hear people discontent about the performance on Saturday. We lost to 2 freak goals on Saturday and a third on the break when we were trying to go. We didn't play well Saturday, but there's going to be games when you can't play very well. They're not experienced enough to go churning it out week after week after week, and you know. It happens. We always play better against the better sides. And Farnborough are a good side, let's make no bones about it. They're a good side. They've got Football League experience throughout the side, and good players. So, yeah, we raised our game a touch and we played well. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And, I'm sure there'll be comments that referee helped us or they dropped their levels to us or whatever they want to say. But if they're honest about it, we were as good as them, if not better, and we lost the game, which is a sign of a good team for them.
And a weekend that's probably tough to take for you and the players, but attention's turn, I suppose, to next Saturday now. Today's done and out of the way. An FA Cup against home tie against Slimbridge, and you know, an opportunity to bounce back, an opportunity to get some money in for the club, and an opportunity for players to put themselves in a shop window again.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, we've done what we needed to do. We've won a round in the cup. We've got the money in that the club needs. And everything now is a bonus. So if we can beat Slimbridge, who are unbeaten, be fantastic. And reward for the lads. You know, they don't get the rewards that they deserve. They give up absolutely everything for this club. And as I said, none of them, I don't believe any of them, earn anything, when bearing in mind they have to drive themselves everywhere. They don't earn a penny from football. And what they get as a reward is we work with them, we're trying to improve them as footballers, and I think they do improve. They get preparation that's second to none. I know I couldn't ask for more what I get from the staff in terms of preparation. And they love playing for us. You know, they love what they do, and it would be a lovely reward for them to have a couple of rounds of FA Cup wins. But, you know, as we said, we're not going to win the FA Cup. So, bread and butter's the league. Let's get ourselves pushed up the league, because I think we're good enough to be in that top half. I really, truly do. From what I've seen so far, and Farnborough, what, they're top now, and they're not better than us on the evidence of today. So, credit to the boys. We've lost. Well done to Farnborough. Thanks for the hospitality. And we'll see them at our place later in the season.
Thanks very much. And unlucky today, or commiserations, whichever one you want to take, and best of luck for Saturday.
Thank you, mate. Cup. Cheers.